Is America intentionally destroying itself? Doesn't it appear that America is intentionally destroying itself? You see the inflation. You see them letting millions of people come over the border with no resistance whatsoever. You see Joe Biden as president, and we finna get in that in a minute. Look at this, Revelations 13 and 11. Then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It spoke like the devil, but it had two horns like a lamb. This second beast, this beast is the United States of America. America is the beast.
As revealed in prophecy, the second beast, the land beast, which is United States of America.
Two horns, the Republican and the Democrat Party. Are you telling me right now that it does not feel like America is intentionally destroying itself? We've seen videos, and I've showed y'all these before, of food distribution centers, of them destroying them, of them burning food. We've seen videos of them burning food. We've seen videos of planes flying into food distribution centers. I've showed the videos before. I might have to put some of them in.
This is the second time in a week that something like this happened. On April 14th, the plane crashed into the Gem State Processing in East Idaho. What's going on here? Well, the story gets weirder. Food processing plants all over the country seem to be catching fire.
We've seen videos. I've seen them, and I don't know if you've seen them, but I have seen video evidence of United States Border Patrol picking up the fence and allowing illegal immigrants to come in. Now, look, I ain't got no problem with illegal immigrants, so y'all don't write me. My point is, though, there's no country. You cannot have a country without borders. And they just letting a bunch of military-age men come in right through the border. I'm talking about the Border Patrol letting them in.
This crowd of Chinese migrants from Venting to producer Yong Shong. They're angry having to wait in the cold for Border Patrol. This is just one of three makeshift border camps we stop at in eastern San Diego County.
Is America intentionally destroying itself? Inflation is at an all-time high, but the Federal Reserve is continually printing money. America appears to be intentionally provoking a war with Ukraine. I'm trying to show y'all something. Doesn't it also appear that America intentionally is provoking a war with the entire Middle East by supporting that freaking pointless war in Palestine? Doesn't it also appear like America is intentionally provoking a war with China by pushing them on Taiwan? Jeremiah 49 and 7, concerning Edom, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Is there no longer wisdom in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom decayed? Is there no longer wisdom in America? Has counsel perish from the prudent? Is America intentionally destroying herself?
The American government's trying to crash the economy, and here's what's happening.
Is she intentionally destroying herself? Because that's what it looks like right now. That's what it definitely looks like right now. I mean, it really does look like that, for real, for real. So I went to UNLV, right? University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I graduated there with a bachelor's degree in political science, blah, blah, blah. But one of the things that they teach you in political science is this thing called hard power and soft power in regards to the United States of America. Hard power is military power, it's military might. We know that the United States has the greatest military in the whole world, right? We spend, they spend the most money on their military, nuclear weapons, et cetera, et cetera, the best technological advanced planes, et cetera, et cetera. That's hard power, meaning that they can use that power on any nation to influence that nation to do their will or for American interests, right? But then there's also this thing called soft power. And soft power is American exceptionalism. It is the perception that America is great, that everyone in America is driving around in a Range Rover, lives in a big house, that everyone in America got a few million dollars in their bank, that no kids in America go hungry. America's soft power is portrayed mostly through entertainment and music. And how you know America has soft power is that the reason why a lot of those illegal immigrants even come over the border to America is because of America's soft power. They've seen it in movies, and they've heard it in music. They heard the streets are painted in gold. You can eat a hamburger off the ground. They have this perception of the American dream that does not exist, but that's American soft power. And believe it or not, it is very, very effective. It's more effective even than the hard power. Soft power is American exceptionalism. But with the election of Joe Biden, it has to make you scratch your head to wonder, is America intentionally destroying itself, because that automatically disqualifies soft power, because he's on the biggest stages of the whole world representing American exceptionalism. And you have this brittle, old, senile man. Oh, God, help me preach this thing, because I'm trying to show y'all how they're intentionally doing this, because they have never in the history of the world did this. Matter of fact, George Bush, George W. Bush, the son, he was shorter than most of the American leaders, but they had him wear these shoes to make him look taller. American exceptionalism. FDR was in a wheelchair, but you never saw him in a wheelchair. American exceptionalism. The list goes on and on about different things that America hid throughout the years to portray itself greater than what it really was. But now they elected Joe Biden, and that has to make you wonder if the powers that be are intentionally destroying their country. Oh, Lord, help me preach this thing. Isaiah 34:5, my sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. Then will it come down upon Edom, upon the people I have devoted to destruction. Is America intentionally destroying itself? Is America, the United States of America, intentionally destroying itself?
America is done. The history books of the future will read something like America collapsed during the years 2024 to 2030.
And the obvious answer is yes. The powers that be, BlackRock, Vanguard, the people in that country that I'm not allowed to mention, the people that in that country, the woman riding on the beast, that other country that America sends billions and billions of dollars to, not Ukraine. See, you'll see the Republicans get on TV all day and say, hey, we need to stop sending foreign aid to other countries, but they'll only mention Ukraine. Notice they won't mention the country that America really sends money to forever, has always sent money to, has always controlled America. You ain't even allowed to speak about them. That country right there, right? The powers that be that control America, they have this saying, in primus uno, out of chaos comes order. And it's obvious that they believe that this is what they're going to do. But unfortunately for them, everything will not go according to their plan. The computer cannot account for the divine. The AI and artificial intelligence cannot account for the supernatural, and something supernatural is about to occur. Lord, help me. Isaiah 29:14. Therefore, I will again confound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will vanish, and the intelligence of the intelligent will be hidden. America is intentionally but unintentionally destroying herself.
I see the need for action. I see the need for a great reset, which means to exercise here true global citizenship.
These people think that they're going to be able to control the chaos that they are creating. They think that they can control the destruction that is coming, but they have no idea that this will lead to their own demise, that God has placed this spirit unto them. The seal judgments of Revelation are being broken right before our very eyes. Satan is guiding them, but God is allowing Satan to do it. Satan can do nothing without God allowing him. And this is all happening for God's glory and for his name's sake. But please do not be dismayed or worried nor alarmed. Romans 10:13. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. Lord, help me preach this thing. There is no difference between Israelite and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and gives richly to all who call on him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Most High God created all things and all people. Christ is Lord of all, both the heavens and the earth. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Ooh, what a message. I'm sorry that I even have to cut it off right there. What a message. I had to cut it short. I didn't want it to be long. Y'all know I can get long-winded. I can talk forever. And I do go in extensive, a lot longer in this message on my exclusive channel at leodunsonministries.com. But I do pray that it was edifying and that it was inspirational in getting you closer to the Most High God. Thank you for tuning in. I will talk to you guys soon. See y'all next time. Shalom.